This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1067, How to Evaluate a New Relationship, by Dr. Elena Miller of ZenPsychiatry.com. Hello, everybody. I am your host, Greg Audino, and welcome back to the show that's all about improving your relationships. Today, I'll be narrating a post that is good for everyone. I'd say especially those who might be wandering around on the dating apps and having some existential crises around that. Today, we'll be talking about moving beyond superficial criteria when it comes to a new partner, or a new anything, really. Surely our relationships extend far beyond people and can be with places, jobs, etc. So, with that all in mind, let's dive right in and start optimizing your life. How to Evaluate a New Relationship, by Dr. Elena Miller of ZenPsychiatry.com. After a particularly bad breakup a couple of years ago, I got some great advice from a therapist. I love therapy, by the way. Sometimes I wish I could hire a therapist to follow me around in my day-to-day life and make comments like, the way you asked for that double chocolate ice cream at Ben & Jerry's makes me think you may have unresolved issues with your third grade teacher, etc. But I digress. At this particular time, I was still hurt from a breakup, but motivated to move forward and find a better relationship. I was going on a lot of dates, but driving myself crazy, overanalyzing everything, and wondering how I could know early on if something was worth pursuing. It takes time to know if a relationship is right, and in the beginning, your intuition can be out of whack because of the anxiety and uncertainty surrounding questions like, where is this going? Does she like me as much as I like her? Is X issue a deal breaker? Etc. I later figured out, after having a relationship I thought would be short-term turn into the real deal, going on 2 years now, that it's a huge mistake to overthink things early on. I'm going to define a new relationship as the first 6 months. This is the don't-know mind period. You don't know what will happen, so don't make assumptions. Anyway, let me tell you what this particularly astute therapist asked me to do. She asked me to really think about what I needed in a relationship. I'm not talking about superficial qualities in the other person that I thought I wanted. I'm talking about core internal needs that needed to be fulfilled. She told me to put pen to paper and create my own list. I took the exercise seriously, considered what had been missing in my past relationships, and wrote down what I hoped to find in the future. Here's what I came up with, word for word, copied from the original paper. Safety and security. Not worrying what's happening in the relationship, feeling reassured and loved unconditionally. Love and admiration. Feeling loved and admired for exactly who I am, feeling love and admiration for the person I'm dating. Fun. Being able to be silly and relaxed. Communication and emotional connection. Feeling known and understood. Mutual respect. Arguing well and accepting responsibility, not to be right, but to compromise. Consistency. Learning and growing from each other. I learn from him, and vice versa. Physical attraction and intimacy. It may seem like a simple exercise, but let me tell you why it's also brilliant. The problem is that there are two dueling forces at work when you're dating. On one hand, there's the part of you that has an idea of the exact type of person you want to be with in terms of age, appearance, profession, and maybe even down to interest in golf or rock climbing or World of Warcraft or whatever. This part doesn't want to waste time on anyone else. On the other hand, there may be a part of you that wants to give someone a chance because you never know how things could turn out. So, how do you reconcile these two sides? Having a well-thought-out list of fundamental needs gives you an easy reference point for understanding if a relationship has the potential to make you happy in the long term. It allows you to bypass your brain, which is probably just overanalyzing everything and driving you crazy anyway, and tap into your intuition. To create a list like this, you need to dig deep and move beyond superficial criteria. For example, the following items do not belong on this list. He needs to be 6 feet tall. She needs to be under 30. He needs to make at least X amount of money. She needs a college degree. Instead, rephrase your needs and desires so that they're about you and not the other person. For example, he needs to be 6 feet tall becomes, I need to be attracted to him. She needs to be under 30 becomes, she needs to be as energetic as I am. He needs to make at least X amount of money becomes, I need to respect his career ambitions. She needs a college degree becomes, we need to have an intellectual connection. Every time I see a person cut short of relationship with someone they really like because he or she doesn't match externally with who they thought they'd be with, it makes me cringe. You don't need the other person to be anything. You just need to feel a certain way with that person. So sit down, grab a pen and paper, and really consider what's important to you. Think about what kind of person you are and what has and hasn't worked for you before. General is better than specific. If you find yourself writing down something limiting or superficial, take a step back and try to deconstruct it so you're getting to the core of how that issue related to you. Keep it relatively short, no more than 10 criteria, or else you risk going off on unimportant tangents. So now that you have your list, let's move on. On one hand, you don't want to let someone pass you by for a stupid external reason. What about the opposite mistake? Staying with someone who judges you, who makes you feel uneasy, or overall doesn't treat you like the superstar you are. I remember in my younger days, before I developed the ironclad self-esteem I have today, I used to put up with like that. No more. And here is where your list comes into play. At any point, when you're questioning your new relationship but aren't sure why, look at your list and ask yourself if your basic needs are being violated. If the answer is no, put your worries on the back burner and let whatever situation is bothering you play out. Don't look ahead 10 years and think, but I want to have 3 kids and he only wants 2, or I always thought I'd end up with another lawyer. Give me a break. You can worry about those things much farther along the road. Don't walk away from a person who could make you really happy for a worry that may never even come to fruition. On the other hand, is this person violating your list by some permutation of not treating you well? That's where your alarm radar should go up. When you take the time to formulate a list like this, it helps to remove confusion. Instead of obsessing about whether your new relationship is perfect, which no relationship is, you can just ask yourself 2 questions. Number 1, am I having fun? Do I want to go on another date with this person? Number 2, is anything on my list getting violated? Keep it that simple. In early stages, the first 6 months when you stay in don't know mind, that is that simple. These months are a freebie. You just don't know what's going to happen or how everything will play out. Things that seem like big issues initially may disappear, or explosive initial chemistry may fizzle out. It's best not to make assumptions in either direction. I look back at my prolific dating days fondly. It was fun to go out to new places, meet new people, and get wined and dined. And it would have been a mistake to let the uncertainty of when and how I'd meet the right person create unnecessary anxiety and stress. Even if you make mistakes or fumble around the dating world like a blind person, like I have, everything will turn out all right in the end. Just stick to your core values and stay true to your needs in the process. You just listened to the post titled, How to Evaluate a New Relationship by Dr. Elena Miller of ZenPsychiatry.com. And just a reminder, everyone, if you dread looking at your credit card statements, you are not alone. Debt can feel crippling, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Our new partner, Upstart, can help you on your path to financial freedom. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan, all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment. Unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find a smarter rate for your loan. After just a 5-minute rate check, that's even quicker than an episode of ORD, mind you can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. So, find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/ORD. That's upstart.com/ORD. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided on your loan application. Again, go to upstart.com/ORD. And we hear it again, folks. Dr. Elena and her therapist doing such a great job of helping us sift through that which we want versus that which we need. It really is worth your time to know the difference. And just like with the exercise she performed, a great start to that can be asking ourselves what we want on the outside and what we want on the inside. We might also start by envisioning an absolutely perfect out-of-this-world result and chipping away from there piece by piece seeing what sacrifices we're willing to make in what order, and thus staying as in control of our sacrifices as possible, which is a wonderful feeling. In times of frustration, it will be nice to look back and know that we've done our homework already to the best of our ability, and that now we're more likely facing something that's worth accepting and working with rather than changing altogether. So, thanks again to Dr. Elena for the insight, and thanks to all of you for being here with me through the end. It's been another wonderful episode, and you know there's more where that came from. So, come on back tomorrow where I will have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.